The Anton Savage Show Sunday.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining talent and technology, we're hardwired to find solutions.
On News Talk.
And of course, if you win 30,000, you could decide to get yourself the holiday of a lifetime. Stick yourself on an aircraft, fly out to LA, where there is a small chance you might meet Henry McKean, who is currently out there covering the Oscars. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Good morning from Hollywood. How are you? How are things?
Very good. Very envious of the fact that you're in Hollywood. Of course, today is going to be, as we head into the wee small hours of the night, we will know whether or not Cillian Murphy is going to make history.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be huge. I mean, and just to say, good morning, this is LA. And I just have to say this, LA calling, even though I know it's not Eurovision. That's right, it is. It's Oscar Day. There's been lots of parties, lots of hot takes on what's going to happen tonight. And it's on our TVs a bit earlier, LA time, 4 p.m., 11 p.m. Irish time. And you can watch it live on ITV1. And then I think it's going to be on RTE tomorrow evening. Paul Giamatti still could win and beat Cillian to it with the holdovers. But the smart money is on Cillian Murphy. And one of the big jobs, actually, is the award ceremony's Voice of God. This is the person that, you know, basically does the announcing behind the scenes. And this was a way of me to try and get into the Oscars to get backstage. I got to meet Queen Naveen, who's been the voice of God for many award shows. And I tried to become a voiceover artist myself. Queen Naveen talks about breaking into voiceover work as a Jamaican-American actor, which is still, unfortunately, dominated by white men. She is the global voice of E! Network. She's been the announcer for several events, including the Screen Actors Guild Awards, MTV Movie and TV Awards, which is referred to as the voice of God in the industry.
When I first got into voiceover, I didn't really have anyone who looked like me to kind of look up to. And now that I've been in the business, I've been learning more about other people who are women of color, just women in general who are doing this. So to be able to be included amongst those people who are breaking down those barriers and opening more doors for other women and people of color to get into the business, it's been a great journey and a great opportunity. You know, the business is definitely changing and geared towards more accepting more people and diversity and inclusion and equity and all of that. So, you know, it just goes to show that you don't have to look a certain way to do this. Have the talent, then go for it.
And, you know, you're like a swan. It's not easy. You've got one go at it. Like, I've got one go at this, and I can just feel my throat going. Oh, my goodness me. The professionalism here. How do you do it? We've got all your equipment here. How does it work?
Well, basically, you kind of have to have a little bit of knowledge of equipment and how it all works, what mics to use, the setup and all of that. So once I've got my studio all ready to go, I have it all padded because you have to have that rich sound in order for your voice not to bounce off of the walls or anything like that. And then when it goes into recording, it kind of just depends on what you're auditioning for, what character. Is it a crazy character? Is it more pulled back? Is it a promo that you're voicing on TV? It's a lot of different requirements for that.
Okay, so, you know, we've got the best actor coming up. Do I say something like, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's time to announce the best actor? You know, how do you do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the best actor of the Oscars 2024, so-and-so.
Wow, you make it sound just so simple, and you don't have a script, you just came up with that.
Yeah.
The voice of God there, Queen Naveen. Now, Henry, there are, of course, a lot of attention on Cillian Murphy, but it's a big year for the Irish generally. Element Pictures have, what, 11 nominations?
Yeah, 11 nominations. It's huge. I mean, I think it's the biggest amount for an Irish film ever nominations. So it really is big. And we're talking a lot about Cillian Murphy, but we've got to remember Element Pictures and, you know, how well they've done. And with this Poor Things movie, just to say, it is available now to stream on Disney Plus. If you have it, definitely try and watch it before tonight. Great movie. It's, you know, a little bit raunchy, but it's brilliant. I mean, it's fantastic. And Ed Gein and Andrew Lowe produced it, and Robbie Ryan, who I met earlier on in the week, he's up for Best Cinematography. So it's brilliant. Here is Andrew Lowe. Element Pictures, based near you on O'Connell Street, they've had huge success in recent years at the Oscars.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. And we had 10 for the favourite and we had 4 for Room. I mean, to be honest, Room was the most exciting, you know, because it was the first time, and 4 was amazing, including Best Picture, and Lenny was nominated for Best Director. And Brie obviously won that year. But this year to have 11 is extraordinary. We're really, you know, chuffed.
And four things. It's so colourful. I know we're here in the Hollywood Hills and it's very colourful right here. But, you know, it's such an explosion on your senses. Funny, humorous, dark, original. It had it all. And I'm not a film reviewer, by the way, but I loved it. Why do you think, you know, people around the world really took to it?
Well, I think, you know, it's all of those things you say, Henry, and I think, you know, it's joyful, it's life-affirming, and I think it really does resonate with audiences, and it's also such a creative film. It's quite so uniquely original, and I think, you know, people just enjoy that. I mean, the costumes are stunning, the production design is out of this world, the dialogue is amazing. So there's, you know, but central to all of that are the extraordinary performances, particularly from Emma Stone. I think anyone who has spent 2 hours with Bella Baxter just comes away enamored of her, and I think that's Emma Stone's contribution.
And I feel like saying it myself, my name is Bella Baxter. It really is something quite special. Do you have the luck of the Irish? A lady from Aer Lingus, as I flew out here, rubbed my hand and said, I'm going to rub some Irish luck on you. Do you feel lucky?
Well, I, you know, it truthfully feel really lucky to be here and really lucky to be in the room. It's such an honour to be included with such amazing other fellow nominees. So that's the luck. I think, you know, do we manage to get to that next level and come home with a statuette? I don't know. I mean, in truth, I really don't know. I think a number of our categories we really deserve to win. Whether we do win is another thing, and only time will tell.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Henry.
So that's Andrew Law. And Andrew there at the start of that clip was talking about Lenny Abramson and the work that he did on Room. And of course, we had Lenny on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about how significant Ed Gein was in his career and the relationship between the two of them. Did you manage to hunt down Ed Gein while you were out there, Henry?
I did. I got to meet him on a balcony in this exclusive hotel that he was staying in the Hollywood Hills.
Did you?
West Hollywood.
You get the hardest gigs, don't you?
It was gorgeous. I mean, it was. I felt like I was in a movie. I actually felt like I was perhaps in Lethal Weapon or Die Hard or something. but it was real. Gorgeous. And yeah, Ed is in great spirits behind the scenes. So much work goes into these movies to make them so special and so entertaining. We mentioned Poor Things starring Emma Stone being awesome. Do try and see it before tonight. Here is Ed.
Ed, it's countdown now. We've got LA right behind us, Hollywood on our doorstep. How are you feeling? Any last minute jitters?
Yeah, I mean, there are nerves, but there's a big gang of us here. We have 11 nominations, and that's a lot of individual people associated with those nominations. So there's a big gathering of the clan, lots of Irish, lots of people from Element. So the main agenda is just to celebrate the nominations and the success of the film. But my expectations are dialed down to low, so we'll see how we go.
But out of those 11, which is an amazing achievement, the most for any Irish-produced film ever, surely there's going to be some luck there, a little bit of luck, and talent too.
Yeah, it would be nice, but listen, you know, we're very grateful for the nominations. And the thing that is definitely true is the film is now established as a thing. It's out there, and people will remember it in years to come. And it's had great accolades and great response, and that's the most important thing.
Well, there you go. That was Ed Gein talking to Henry McKean. Henry taking a bullet for all of us by going to LA. Although, Henry, fair play to you for getting up in the middle of the night. We appreciate it. And of course, News Talk's coverage of Oscars is brought to you by Aer Lingus, flying the Irish film talent to Hollywood and rubbing Henry McKean at the same time. It's an all-in service.
The Anton Savage Show.
Brought to you by PwC.
Sunday mornings from 10. On News Talk.